With the joy of the Lord in our hearts, I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's thank him for waking us up to see this beautiful day. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you for fighting our battles for us. Father, we say be glorified and be exalted in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every members of our family. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for provision that we enjoy on daily basis. Father, we exalt and we magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for mercy this morning. Let's open our mouth and say, Lord, as we go in the journey of today, be merciful unto us. By your mercy, open all our closed doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, by your mercy, do something new and something marvelous for each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail over our land. Let your mercy prevail over our nation. Let your mercy prevail in the journey of today. Let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. I want to also begin to plead the blood of Jesus over the journey of today. Let's begin to plead the blood. This morning, we cancel every negative dreams of the night by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus, as we go out this morning, Lord, mark every one of us with the blood of Jesus for total protection. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for us in the journey of today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want somebody to say a louder amen. Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3, the Bible says, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. But the Lord is faithful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto fellowship of his son Jesus Christ. God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I want to pray for somebody this morning. Because of the faithfulness of the Lord, he will fulfill all his promises over your life in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus. But the Lord is faithful. I want us to lift up our voice. Number one, we are going to cry to God and say, Lord, because you are a faithful God, let all your promises over my life, over my family, be fulfilled in the journey of today. Fulfill your promises over my life. Fulfill your promises over my children, because you are a faithful God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Everything that you have promised that you will do for us in the journey of today, everything that you have promised that you will do for us throughout the journey of this month, because you are a faithful God, let them begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let your promises begin to come to pass because you are a faithful God. Fulfill your promises over our lives in the name of Jesus. Let there be fulfillment of all your promises over my family because you are a faithful God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, the Bible says, but the Lord is faithful. His faithfulness will do it. Who will establish you? That word establish there also means who will strengthen you. That word establish there also means who will confirm you. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, my Father, in the journey of today, Lord, establish and strengthen me. Look at that. Establish and strengthen me by your Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, in the journey of today, let me be established and let me be strengthened by your Holy Ghost. Lord, establish and strengthen me. In the name of Jesus, establish and strengthen my business. Establish and strengthen every member of my family by your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, establish us and strengthen us by your Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Now look at another thing the faithfulness of God will do. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish and what? And guard you. That word guard also means and keep you from the evil one. I want to pray for somebody this morning that as you go out, the Lord will keep you from the evil one. And the Lord will keep you from all the evil and from all the danger of today. In the name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, because of your faithfulness, Lord, keep and guard me and every members of my family from the evil one in the journey of today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, as we go out today, keep and guard us from the evil one. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be partakers of the evil of today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, do not allow evil to come near our dwelling because of your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, keep and guard us from the evil one. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you and we give you praise. This morning, because you are a faithful God, let there be fulfillment of all your promises over our family in the journey of today and throughout this month. In the name of Jesus, because you are a faithful God, establish and strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, I pray that in the journey of today, the wind of life will not blow us away. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you will establish us and you will strengthen us and you will keep us from all evil and from all danger. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself in our midst this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody say a louder amen. I want to welcome every one of us to this morning prayer meeting. I'm believing God that God will touch every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I want us to open our Bible very quickly to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6 as we continue with our series. We're going to start reading from verse 1. Our point of emphasis today is verse 5. The Bible says, and the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please, let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered them, go. Then one said, please, consent to go with your servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down the trees. I want to pray for somebody this morning that as you go out, every trees of entrances on your way shall be cut down. In the name of Jesus. And look at verse 5, our point of emphasis, verse 5. But as one was cutting down a tree, as one of the servants of the prophet was cutting down a tree, the Bible says, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, alas, my master, for it was borrowed. This morning, very quickly, I will be sharing with us on what I've titled, the power of the cutting edge. The power of the cutting edge. Lord, bless the reading of your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, in this verse, verse 5, the Bible makes us to understand that the sons of the prophet, they got to River Jordan, and as they planned, they started working on getting the trees that they would use to build an expansion for the place where they live. The Bible says, one of them, as he was cutting down the trees, the iron axe with which he was using to cut the tree fell into the water. And the Bible says he cried out. Why did he cry out? He said, because we borrowed it. Because as at that time, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, from verse 19 to 20, the Israelites always go to the Philistine to borrow the tools they use. Whether the tools they use for war or for agricultural purpose, they go to the blacksmith in Philistine to borrow it. And we know that Philistine was one of their major enemies. So it's like they have to go to their enemy to get what they need. And if they cannot return it, that was going to be a problem. He said, alas, for it was borrowed. Now, there are 3 points very quickly, and then we'll pray. Number one, you can lose your cutting edge even while serving the Lord. I want us to understand that the sons of the prophet, they were working for Elisha as a man of God. They were serving the Lord through Elisha. And the Bible says, as they were cutting the trees, they lost the iron axe held. As you serve, you can lose your cutting edge. As you serve. That's what happened to that sons of the prophet. The iron axe head fell into the water. Now, when we are talking about the iron axe head, that talks about so many things in our lives. That talks about our competency. That talks about our skills, our creativity. And that's why we need to watch out as we serve so that we don't lose it. This man must have been so engrossed with what he was doing that he lost the iron axe head. Maybe the axe head was first dull, and then he was applying more strength, and then at the point in time he was applying too much strength until when he lost it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible says, if the axe is dull, look at that, and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. I want to pray in the name of Jesus that as we serve the Lord at any capacity, I pray that God will give us the wisdom not to lose our cutting edge. In the name of Jesus, when people begin to lose their cutting edge, they apply more strength instead of applying more wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. If you read that Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10 in KJV, the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. In Psalm 78 from verse 9 to 11, the Bible said that the children of Ephraim, being harmed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Why? They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law. And verse 11 says, and forgot his works and his wonders that he has done among them. They turn back, even though they have the weapon to fight. Do you know that that was the same thing that happened here? The son of the prophet has the tool to cut down the tree, but the cutting edge was lost. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will restore our cutting edge back this morning. In the name of Jesus, when the cutting edge is lost, people will continue to struggle in whatever they do. When the cutting edge is lost, it will take longer for people to achieve anything because the efficiency will no longer be there. And even as we serve the Lord, we must make sure that we don't lose our cutting edge. Number two, the second point from this is that we must be honest about our situation and stop trying to chop without a axe head. We must be honest about our situation and stop cutting without the iron axe head. Now, look at what the sons of the prophet did here. Immediately he discovered that he has lost the cutting edge. What did he do? He cried out. He was sincere and honest. He cried out and said, alas, master. Alas, master. And that should be our situation too. Whenever we notice that something is not going well with us, let us cry out to God for help. He cried out. Thank God he was not silenced with his situation. In Number 22, remember the story of Balaam, when Balaam was invited by Balak to come and curse the children of Israel. And the Bible said, an angel of the Lord stand on the way. Look at what the Bible says here. And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned. Look at that. I have sinned. He recognized, he admitted to his fault. For I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it pleases you, I will turn back. Because the angel of God was trying to block him from going to to cast the children of Israel out, but Balaam did not know. He said, now that I know, let me turn back, because I know that I have wronged you. We must be ready to admit our fault. We must be ready to admit whenever we find out that we have lost a cutting edge. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 10, the Bible says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And look at verse 9, 1 John 1 verse 9, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we find out that we have lost the cutting edge, we have to be sincere. We have to cry unto God for help. Then number 3, and then we pray. Whatever we have was lent to us by God. That's the strong point. Whatever we have. Look at what the servant said. He said, for it was borrowed. We don't own it. We borrowed it. Whatever we have was lent to us by God. And we are going to give account unto him on how we use it. Whatever we have. Now let me list to us some of the things we have. Whether our talent that God has given to us, it was lent unto us. We don't own it. And we are going to give account. Is it our time? The way we spend our time, we are living on a borrowed time. And we are going to give account to God how we spend our time. Whatever we have, our treasure. Treasure talk about our money, our resources. Whatever we have, we are going to give account of it before God, because it was lent unto us. We borrow it. Look at James chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. And that's why we need to know how we use what God has borrowed us. Because today, some people are using their gift. Some people are misusing their gift. Some people are using their gift or their talent to abuse others. We need to be careful how we are using our gift, because it is not ours. God borrowed us, and we are going to give account. That's why we have to take it seriously. The servant cried out because he knew that iron axe head was borrowed, and we have to give account before the Philistine. I want us to go and pray. The power of the cutting edge. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning and say, Lord, by your grace and by your mercy, let there be restoration of everything I have lost due to my carelessness. Carelessness. Maybe the servant wasn't paying too much attention to the iron axe head. Maybe he didn't know on time that the axe was dull. And that was why he was applying more strength. And, due to applying more strength, he eventually lost the iron axe head. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, whatever I have lost due to my carelessness, by your mercy, let there be total restoration this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Father, we pray that there shall be a total restoration of everything that we have lost by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. By your mercy, let there be total restoration. Let there be total restoration of everything that we have lost due to our carelessness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be total restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God and say, my Father, let my cutting edge be sharpened again. Our cutting edge talks about our competency. It talks about the skills that we have, that God has given to us. I want you to lift up your voice, because we are also instruments in God's hand. At any capacity, for any purpose God is using us, we are instruments in his hand. I want us to open our mouth and say, Lord, let my cutting edge be sharpened again. Lord, sharpen me again. In the name of Jesus. For productivity and for efficiency, let me be sharpened again. Let my cutting edge be sharpened again. Open your mouth. Father, we pray that you will sharpen us again. for productivity and for efficiency in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to be dull. Some people are dull because their iron axe head is dull. Their cutting edge is dull, and that's why they struggle to do everything they are doing. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, let me be sharpened again in the mighty name of Jesus for productivity and for efficiency. Lord, sharpen me again. Let my cutting edge be sharpened again in my career. Let my cutting edge be sharpened again financially. Let my cutting edge be sharpened again spiritually. Let my cutting edge be sharpened again in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, help me to be honest with myself concerning my current situation. Help me to be what? To be honest with myself. When Balaam realized that he was working against the will of God, he told the angel, I'm sorry, I have sinned. I will turn back. Now, the servant of Elijah, when he realized that he has lost the cutting edge, he cried out. He was sincere and honest. The reason why many people died in their trouble today is because they were not sincere with themselves. They were lying to themselves. They were deceiving themselves. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, help me to be sincere with myself. Help me to be honest with myself about my current situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Especially when things are not going on the right way. Lord, help us to be sincere with ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Help me to be sincere with myself. In the name of Jesus, when things are not going the right way, Father, we pray that you help us to be honest and to be sincere with ourselves for a correct self-evaluation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, I want us to pray that God will open our eyes to all the gifts that he has borrowed us. Do you know that there are some of us, we have some unused gifts in our lives. We have some treasures that we have not even tapped into. And God already gave it to us. God already gave it to us. My pastor was saying something to us in the past. He said something. He said there was a time he fasted for 7 days. No water, no food. And he was asking God for power. He said, God, I want power. I want power. Give me power. I want power. I want to raise the dead. I want to preach. I want to do your will. I want power. And then he slept. He was so tired, he slept. And he saw that in his dream, he was carrying a Bible. And a man showed up and called his name. I said, you are asking for power. The man, yeah, he said, yes, I'm asking for power. The man now told him, what are you carrying in your hand? And he said, I'm carrying my Bible. And then as he mentioned that, the man started laughing. He laughed and fell down on the ground. He stood up again. He asked him, say, what are you carrying in your hand? He said, I'm carrying my Bible. And the man laughed again. He said, how can you be asking for what you already have? You have the power. Go use it. And he woke up. And from that time, he knew that he carried something. I want you to lift up your voice. Because some of us, we carry something in us. But our eyes need to be open to it. Or else, we'll be living under the normal level we are supposed to live. I want you to cry out to God and say, Lord, the treasure that you have deposited in me, the gift that you have given to me, open my eyes to see them and to begin to use them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masakota kudi besirika polia. The treasure on our inside, the spiritual gift on our inside that we have never used before. Lord, open our eyes to see them. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see the treasure in me, to see the gift in me. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open my eyes. There are some of us here that God has deposited some gift in us, the gift that can turn our world around, but we have not yet discovered it. We have not yet taken notice of it. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, open my eyes to see it and to begin to use it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. There are some powers out there that don't want us to use our gift. There are some power that target our cutting edge. The Bible says, as that servant of Elisha was cutting the trees, the iron axe fell. It was not the will of God. It was the work of an enemy. An enemy has done it. And I'll be talking more about this maybe, you know, as we continue the series. There is a power. There is, because they were cutting the tree close to River Jordan. There is a marine power. There is a power. They are in a jurisdiction of marine kingdom. And because the marine, one of the things of the marine kingdom is that they don't want expansion. Marine kingdom want to limit people's life. That was why the iron axe fell. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry to God and say, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned against my expansion. Look at that. Let your fire destroy them. The power that attacked that man, that make his iron axe air to fall, is the power that want to prevent expansion. There are some of us, we want to grow, we want to expand, we want to enlarge. But there are power assigned against us, causing limitation. I want you to lift up your voice and cry unto God this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned against my expansion, assigned against my progress, assigned against my moving forward, let your fire destroy them this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Because they are after your expansion. That's why anytime you want to make a move for progress, they attack you. That's why anytime you want to make a move for expansion, one problem always arises against you. I want you to lift up your voice and cry out to God this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, every power assigned against my expansion, against my enlargement, this money be terminated by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Every power assigned against the expansion and the enlargement of my children be terminated by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And finally, I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, as I go out today, empower me by your Holy Ghost to fulfill my ministry and to serve you in an effective manner. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, we pray that you empower us by your Holy Ghost to fulfill our ministry and to serve you in an effective way. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be empowered. Let us be empowered. Let us be empowered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for answers to our prayers. Lord, as we go this morning, sharpen us again for more effectiveness and for productivity. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as far as many who have lost their cutting edge, let there be full restoration in the journey of today. And glorify yourself in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name.